This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Five-Star Zone with Rico Beard.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Five-Star Zone. Rico Beard, Hale Shelton from the BTN, kind enough to join us. Tournament breakdown, MSU advances to the next round, taking on North Carolina. Now, the team that showed up and when they played Mississippi State, it was almost like they listened to our breakdown. My goodness, they went out there, they crashed the boards. They caused turnovers. Now, the head scratcher, Harold, was they had a lot of unforced turnovers themselves, especially on alley-oop dunks, where you kind of look at it like, man, you guys left at least 6 points on there. Like, they won the game handily, but had it been close, you'd have kept going back saying Holloman to Colin Carr, you know, you missed two consecutive there. So much so, Izzo just was like, nope, you two got to come out the game. But they went out there. Jay Nakins, Tom Izzo says, plays the game, best game of his career at MSU. I mean, offensively, defensively, the block that he had, very Tayshaun Prince-like, where the guy just thought he had just the easy bunny, and no, that's not so. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to block that thing. Now you get to play Carolina. Carolina just did yeoman's work. They went out there and they did exactly what they had to do. Being a one seed, it was almost no heavy lifting. They just did their job, got the big lead, coasted, rested players, and now they get ready to take on Michigan State in Charlotte. If you're Michigan State.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, tell me a little bit about this Carolina team.
So this has been the Izzo kryptonite. You know, he's had a lot of success, you know, in his tourney years, you know, 56 tournament wins. But he's 0-4 against Carolina. Now, granted, they haven't played since the 09 title game in Detroit. And that was Roy Williams with a bunch of pros. This isn't that team. This isn't that kind of style. They still like to get up and down, but they aren't as deep as they normally are. They're not as efficient offensively as they normally are, even though they have Armando Bacot down low. They're very average in terms of their two-point shooting, only like 168th in the country on that. They do like to shoot threes, but it's mostly just from two guys. We know RJ Davis is great. We know they have Cormac Ryan, who, you know, if you remember Michigan State last year, he dropped 23 on them when he was at Notre Dame before he transferred to Carolina. So we've seen him get hot against the Spartans in the past. They're actually more built on defense than what they normally are. Seventh most efficient defense in the country. It's another game where Michigan State is going to have to hold their own on the glass. They're the sixth best defensive rebounding team in the country, so probably not a lot of second chances. But if you get the Matty Sissoko you've gotten the last two, three games, if you get the Jackson Kohler that you've seen the last few games, if you get the Malik Hall that rebounded like a madman against Northwestern, you got a chance to win this game.
And I guess, yeah, Vegas says 3.5-point favorites. Now, the line came out while we were doing the show in Vegas, and it kind of threw us all off because I was saying, well, it'll probably be like a 7.5, 8.5. Some were saying double digits, but when it came out to 3.5, Harold, this got me to wondering, like, okay, this game on paper doesn't look like it should be that close. But, I mean, do they just draw from the – I mean, you named off all those different players, but when I think of them, I think Bacot. How do you stop him? Do they just go the whole Zach Edey route where we're just going to throw four bodies at you, use all 20 fouls, and hope to wear you down for the game? And if that's the case, is that good enough if you're Michigan State, or can those other guys – just say, okay, you stop Bacot, but you can't stop us as well?
So I will say this about Bacot. He's a really good player, obviously, but he's not dominant like Edey. You know, Bacot, he's a 14-10 guy, which obviously really good. And when you have RJ Davis, maybe you don't need to be like Zach Edey. But when they threw it into Edey, it was pretty much like, all right, hopefully he misses because there's nothing you can do about it. Bacot isn't that type of player. And so I feel like it's more of, can they make threes against Michigan State? We talked about RJ Davis. He's like a 40% shooter. Cormac Ryan, again, he's about 35%. But they'd rather go inside. They'll shoot threes, you know, if they feel pressed pretty much. But they don't live inside like Purdue does. And it was funny because I was thinking, like, I wonder what that line's going to be. I wonder if it'll be like 5.5 or 6. I mean, I know they're the weakest one seed and Michigan State was the toughest 9 seed. And we know the metrics love them and all of that. But if you look at KenPom, North Carolina was the number 9 team in the country, which means you're basically like a 2 or 3. You're not your traditional one seed like Purdue, UConn, and Houston. So it just kind of made me wonder, like, is this a winnable game for Michigan State more so than I thought before the tournament started? And then I got to give a shout out to my buddy, the Bear, Chris Felica, who just recently tweeted out saying that UNC was a 4-point favorite over Michigan State. And since 85, there have only been 7 1 seeds favored by 4 points or fewer in the second round. And 5 of the 7 lost outright, including Kansas last year against Arkansas. Oh. So there's a lot of trends here that say Michigan State should be in this game. If their guards are playing well, if they're making shots, they certainly have a chance. We talked about the turnovers against Mississippi State. Carolina doesn't really force you into turning the ball over. Now, they don't turn it over themselves, but this is basically going to be a make or miss game. If they're making shots, they have a really good chance of winning this game.
And I was going to say, for Michigan State, does it boil down to you need to shoot as hot as you did against Mississippi State when they were just burying three after three, when you had Jaden Akins hitting threes, but not just Jaden. Once again, my listeners, Harold, we love you because we all knew when A.J. Hogarth was in the corner and he shot that three, he was going to make that three.
Yep.
Those are the only ones that he makes.
Yep.
But when you had guys hitting threes, is that what it takes for Michigan State? Like, is as simple as that? If they make their threes, they're in this game, they can win this game. If they miss their threes, they're going to get boat raced.
I don't know about boat race, but they definitely need to make shots, perimeter shots. We talked, a couple of days ago about how Mississippi State isn't great around the rim defensively. Carolina's much, much better there. But they do give up some threes, and they like to force you off the line and into mid-range, which obviously Michigan State likes to do for better or worse. So we saw, Trey Holloman, pump fake, step in, shoot a jumper. We saw Jaden Akins do that a couple times. We know Malik Hall loves that mid-range. Tyson Walker loves that mid-range. And, for the better part of 10 games, they weren't making those shots. But yesterday they were. Thursday they were. So the main thing is those shots are going to be there again. Can they make them? And I don't think they'll be overwhelmed by Carolina's, athleticism or height. Normally, it's Wayne Ellington's and Danny Green's and Ty Lawson's, big guards, big forwards. They aren't that big outside of Baycott, and they pretty much only play 7 guys. Their backcourt is 6 foot, 6'1", 6'5", matches up pretty well with Michigan State. Their 4-man is 6'7", kind of similar to Malik Hall. They're 332nd in bench minutes. So, those are pretty much the 5 guys that they're going to roll out. And so it's just a matter of shots are going to be there. They're just going to have to make them.
So it sounds like if you're Michigan State, the key is keep this game close. And if you're still, if you have a lead, or if it's a 1-possession or 2-possession game with about 7 minutes to go in the game, at that point, that's when you may see Carolina start getting tired, shots falling short, exhaustion kind of kicks in because they don't have a deep bench.
Yeah, I think certainly similar to that. And I think about the game 2 years ago where Michigan State was a 7, Duke was a 2. They were kind of playing in Duke's backyard. And Michigan State, got up, 7 or 8 late in that game. But Duke had pros. And they just, Vaccaro, Roach, yeah, guys like that who just made shots. And they were just better. I don't know outside of RJ Davis if they have a guy that's just going to say, just hop on my back. We're going to get it done. Duke had multiple of those guys and just talent won out at the end. Vegas is kind of telling you that the talent isn't that much different. The fact that it's only 3.5 in Charlotte. It just kind of tells you Michigan State should be right there if they play as hard as they have the last 3 games. And if you get the Tyson Walker, Jaden Akins, A.J. Hogarth that you got yesterday and from the tournament a year ago. It's definitely a winnable game, much more than I thought. And defensively, we know Carolina likes to defend, likes to run you up the 3-point line. But I looked in their losses, and they got 7 of them. They've given up 83 a game, and they've given up 36% from 3. So when they've lost those games, it's because teams have made shots against them. And I know it sounds simple, but considering losses were to Syracuse and Georgia Tech and Clemson at home, these aren't the world beaters, that some of these 1 seeds have had. So Carolina, obviously really good, but if you were going to play a 1 seed this year, this is the one you want to play.
Carolina, okay. So if you're Michigan State, breaking this game down, who has to be that guy that comes out there to lead them to the Sweet 16?
I think it's got to be Jaden Akins and Tyson Walker. Jaden Akins, as we see, when he's engaged both sides of the ball, he could be tough to deal with because he's got that athleticism. He's got that length. I wouldn't be surprised if he was on RJ Davis most of that game and you just try to bother him. I remember last year when Noel was getting off against Tyson, they switched Akins on him, kind of slowed him down a little bit. Feel like if you could slow RJ Davis down, make some of the other guys beat you, that's the way to go there. And it seems like it's just a confidence thing with Akins. Like they talked about after the Purdue game, that was as down as they've seen him. And Izzo kept telling him, like, hey, you work too hard for this. Like, you're a good shooter. We need you to be confident. You know, he makes one, then he doesn't shoot it again. And Izzo's like, look, shoot the ball. Like, we need you to shoot the ball. So the fact that he was aggressive and actually went baseline, dunked on the dude, like, that's the kind of stuff that we need to see because I feel like he changes, you know, pretty much their whole baseline if he winds up playing well because he's the only guy on that team that can go get that block that we saw against Mississippi State, that can go dunk on somebody, that can get in the passing lanes and get those steals. Like, he's the guy that takes them from good to really good. And so I think he's the one that's got to show up.
And then, you know, I look at Matty Sissoko. He's been placed to the bench, but he comes out, gives it everything against Purdue in the second half. And then in this game, he was a key figure. And then moving past Mississippi State, I mean, I guess what I'm saying for Matty, is it taking this time, but he's finally found his niche on this team?
It's weird because I haven't seen him play this well since the first two games of last season against Gonzaga and Kentucky, and you thought, like, oh, like, you might have something here. You got a guy who can catch lobs. He's going to rebound. He's going to defend. And then we didn't really see it again until the second half of that Purdue game. I read an article yesterday talking about how he – for whatever reason, got away from what the team wanted him to do. And I'm not sure why that was. I know he's had some family stuff and all of that. So maybe it was that. But it seems like these last couple games, he's just focused on, let me just make sure I rebound the ball. Let me make sure I do the little things, all the hustle plays, because that's what's going to help the team. You know, the fact that he had 9 rebounds in 17 minutes yesterday, and then he had, you know, 7 rebounds in 10 minutes against Purdue, like, that's all you need out of him. Like, you don't need him to try to do too much, you know, try to score out of the post and all that stuff. Catch the ball when it's thrown to you and go get it off the glass. And if they do that, I think they'll be right there.
All right, let's see what happens, man. Let's see if we're doing this again on Monday, because if that's the case, they've knocked off the number one seed and they're in the Sweet 16. And it'll be back-to-back years in the Sweet 16. So we'll see what happens. For Harold Sheldon, I'm Rico Beard. Harold, anything else you want to add to this game?
I will say 9 seeds, when they play the one, it usually doesn't go well. Then they're only 7-68 all time. But we've seen some 9s get through. And I feel like this is – they've got a really good chance here. I don't want to oversell it, but – if they play well, they have a really good chance of winning this game.
And what was that stat again you said from the Bear?
It was since 1985, there have only been 7-1 seeds favored by 4 points or fewer in the second round. And 5 of the 7 lost outright, including Kansas last year against Arkansas. And only Missouri in 1994 covered. So trends, history says it should be a close game and Michigan State's got a good chance of winning it. Now, of course, we say all that and they come out and play flat and lose by 12, but, you know, everything else says that they should be right there.
All right. You heard it from the man himself. He got it from the Bear, who's the other man. Harold, appreciate it. You know what? Let's hope that we're doing this again on Monday. We're breaking down Michigan State versus whoever they got to play in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. Enjoy it out there.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later. For Harold Sheldon, I'm Rico Beard. Thanks for watching and listening to the 5-Star Zone. Spartan fans, we may be back next week. We will see. It all depends on what Michigan State does in Charlotte against North Carolina. But until then, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing.